I remember saying to Bishop Obari, Bishop Obari, let's build these children a new place to live. They had no furniture in this shack. The shack was about as big as this room, about 12 by 12. There were about a dozen kids lived in there. They had a little elephant grass mat rolled up on the side. They had a few plastic bowls in the corner, and that was it. Well, I came back about a year later, and there was a big celebration, and this group of children came up, and I looked at them and I said, it's you. It's you. I can't believe it. And they were just beaming. And they came to me and they showed me to the little kitchen of the new place. They showed me the storeroom. There was a bag of rice, never used. They showed me the little stove. They showed me the aluminum pot on top of the stove, the label still on it. Nothing had been used. And then we went to their favorite spot, well, their bunk hall, and here were about a dozen bunk beds lined up. And they showed me the outhouse around the side, and that was thrilling for them. They never had one of those. And at one point, we all of us started to cry inside this little bunkhouse, this dormitory. And I turned to one of the boys, and I said, what do you think? He said, a 12-year-old, mind you. He said, I want you to tell the Christians in America that I think God and Jesus Christ, that someone has regarded us as human beings. I thank God and Jesus Christ that someone has regarded us as human beings. I think that's the most profound thing I've ever heard. I've been to the White House many times. I've met bishops and archbishops and government leaders and everybody else. I've never felt so honored and humbled to be part of this process of caring for people in need as I did at that very moment.